You're listening to KNKX. With changes to the downtown transit tunnel coming this week, commuters are still trying to navigate the so-called Seattle squeeze. Michelle Feig is a transportation consultant with Commute Seattle. She helps businesses encourage employees to get out of their cars by doing things like offering subsidized ORCA cards or creating work-from-home policies. She tells KNKX reporter Simone Alisea that those things really helped when the viaduct closed.
We were really benefiting from the media attention to the viaduct closure. So it's definitely much easier when we have something that's in our sight in the future that folks are kind of thinking about day-to-day basis.
Yeah, I mean, I was curious about that because, you know, as I've been thinking about the period of maximum constraint, it's long, it's 5 years. I feel like I've been hearing the same messaging for a long time. You know, how does that balance work out?
Even the 3-week viaduct closure was seen as a very long time to urge folks to keep up a sustained kind of impact on the roadways. So people saw this as kind of an insurmountable length of time. And then you expand on that and say, okay, the next 5 years are going to be pretty significant impacts through our downtown. People get a little bit nervous about that. On the flip side, you know, none of this messaging is some kind of, you know, magic silver bullet. We haven't created anything new here that's revolutionary when it comes to transportation. We're just mostly focusing on communications from employers. And obviously, it's really wonderful if they take the initiative and, you know, push people to do something for a specific event. But these are things that employers should be urging their folks to do all the time, not just for a viaduct closure or a bus tunnel. It's going to be really important kind of as our city continues to densify and as things change in our transportation system. That's not going to end even after 5 years.
You know, I'm curious to know if employers and businesses kind of crave this guidance, like if it's something, you know, they are thinking about.
Sure. So I think that answer depends a little bit on the kind of industry that you're talking about. You know, a lot of the larger businesses in Seattle actually employ a full-time person or multiple people working on specifically transportation options for their employees. And, you know, that's really beneficial, but obviously not every business in Seattle can offer that. And a lot of times the smaller businesses that we work with, we're working with the owner and they are, you know, picking up shifts when people, you know, get sick and they don't have the time to focus 100% on transportation options for employees. On the other side of that, though, in Seattle, I think commuter benefits are seen as a really competitive benefit, you know, just that, the same as, you know, health insurance or other sorts of benefits that we offer to employees that have come to be really expected by the workforce. And, you know, it kind of comes in a lot of different forms.
So let's look ahead to the next big event you mentioned. The bus tunnel is going to be closing to buses and just become full-time light rail. That happens on March 23rd. You know, what is kind of the talk around that? What are we telling folks, both employers and the people who are commuting?
Well, I think it's really important to focus on, you know, obviously the benefits of the situation. Although, you know, we are going to see significant, you know, increases in bus traffic on the surface streets, that will help the light rail tunnel be much more reliable as a form of transportation. I think something that's really important that everybody kind of addresses before that time is, you know, if you're a user of one of those bus routes, kind of figure out where you're headed. And I think people do get really used to their routine. You know, I leave the house at this time. I go outside and my bus arrives. But this might mean that people do need to a little bit more research. And luckily, our transit agencies, as well as Commute Seattle, have a great deal of information on our websites that will help folks kind of figure that out in a way that's not going to cause them too much stress, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. All right, Madeline, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Madeline Feig is a transportation consultant with Commute Seattle. She spoke with KNKX reporter Simone Alisea. You can find out more about the upcoming transit tunnel changes at seattletraffic.org.